Hey, how about it, race fans? It's Richard Allen of InsideDirtRacing.com and InsideCircleTrack.com coming at you with the October the 10th version of the Weekend Podium. I call it the Weekend Podium because I look at what I consider to be the top three stories from the past racing weekend. And as always, I appreciate your feedback. So if you listen to my top three stories and you don't agree with that, or if you do agree with it, I appreciate you hitting me up on Twitter at Richard Allen IDR. Or looking at the InsideDirtRacing.com Facebook page and adding your comments there. But the stories that I considered the top three of this past weekend, I'm going to start off with Jonathan Davenport. Jonathan Davenport picked up a Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series win at the Dixie Speedway on Saturday night. Got $15,000 for that. The talk of this racing season, and deservedly so, has been mostly about Brandon Overton, because Overton has won all those big races at Eldora and other places this year, and certainly that deserves all the recognition he's getting for it. But every so often, old JD likes to step up and show us that he likes a little recognition too. So he's won certainly his share of big races this year as well. So if not for Overton having the season that he's having, I believe Davenport might very well be in contention for a driver of the year. And who knows, he may still yet be if he were to knock off a win in the $100,000 Dirt Track World Championship. And there's still some big races yet to go. Places like Sonoma and Las Vegas, where they're paying out $50,000 to win. So you never know, if he were to pick up a win in one of those events, or maybe, who knows, sweep them all. He's certainly capable of doing that. Then he might throw his name into contention for driver of the year. But if not, like I said, if not for Overton's season, Davenport would certainly be well up there in the conversation for driver of the year. And as I said, he may still yet be. I'm recording this just before they're running the Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series race at Rome Speedway on Sunday night. So, perhaps whoever wins that race, and certainly if it's Davenport, that would just, add even more to the story. But, who knows? It could be Overton, could be anyone for that matter. Or the second story that I'm going to talk about, here tonight is the fact that Tim McCready has all but wrapped up the Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series Championship. He's got a healthy lead over second place Hudson O'Neill, so it certainly looks like he is going to be the Lucas Oil champion for 2021. In doing so, that's going to give him a unique place in history. There's only two drivers up to this point who have won both the Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series Championship and the World of Outlaws Morton Building Late Model Series Championship as well, and those two drivers, Scott Blomquist and Josh Richards. So McCready certainly looks like he's going to add his name to a rather short list of guys who have been able to accomplish that incredible feat. So that's props to McCready for sure for that. He's been right there for the past several years, it seems like, in contention with the Lucas Oil guys, and just always kind of just didn't quite make it. But this year, I think he's going to. He's really got a good thing going there with Donald Bradshaw, that Palor Motorsports team, and their connections that they have with Longhorn Chassis. So things are really going well. Things are really clicking this year. And they have for a couple or 3 years, for that matter. But they were able to put it all together and looks like for sure going to win that Lucas Oil title. And then the third thing is actually going to be a tie between two guys who are largely considered regional guys and to a degree at least, almost kind of well-kept secrets within their region. I mean, I know most dirt late model fans know who Zach Dome and Frank Heckenast Jr. are, but still they're not, you know, talked about quite as much as, say, a Bobby Pierce, who's got a lot more recognition as a regional driver, at least a driver who doesn't follow one of the two big national tours. And this year, of course, Overton hasn't followed either of the national tours, and he's been talked about a lot as well. But on Saturday night, Zach Dome went to Richmond Raceway in Kentucky and picked up the win in the Butterball Woolridge Memorial, which paid $20,059 to win. Really a pretty dominating performance. He led all the way. He was challenged a little bit here and there, but for the most part, he held control of that race all the way and picked up a really nice paycheck for it. And certainly nice to see these regional guys step up and win. You know, and they're the Lucas guys, I know, were racing, but the World of Outlaw guys were not. But they had the opportunity to come, and a couple of them did. Ricky Weiss was there, for example, at Richmond over the weekend. But Dome was able to kind of protect home turf to a degree. I know he's from West Virginia, but he's not from very far away there. So really good win by Zach Dome and that team. A guy who's really just a weekend racer. You know, he works a full-time job through the week and then just races on the weekend. I actually have a quote of his tacked to my laptop where he says, I just want to be the guy who works a 40-hour week and then comes out and beats the pros on the weekend. So that's cool to see him be able to do that. And then on as far as Frank Hackenast is concerned, he won the Falls Frenzy at Fairbury American Legion Speedway up in Illinois over the weekend, picked up a cool $15,000 for that. So good job by Frank to get that, to get the job done up there and pick up a really nice payday for himself as well. And there were a couple of the World of Outlaw guys in that race. I saw that Brandon Shepard was in that one. I assume, I didn't see the highlights, but I assume he was driving the family-owned B5 car in that race. But a great win for Hackenast, and certainly one just like with Dome, well-deserved win and great recognition for these two guys. So those two guys tie for third. So my top three stories, Jonathan Davenport just stepping back up to remind us that he's still there. It may be Brandon Overton's year for the most part, but Davenport certainly picked up some nice paychecks himself. Tim McCready all but assuring himself of the Lucas Oil 8 Model Dirt Series Championship, becoming only the third guy to win both that and the World of Outlaws Championship over the course of their career, with Josh Richards and Scott Blomquist being the other two guys to do that. And then, like I said, third a tie between Zach Dome and Frank Hackenast for picking up really nice wins over the weekend as well. So that's it for this weekend's edition of the Weekend Podium. I really appreciate you taking the time to listen. And as always, Michael Motes and myself, we appreciate you checking the content out on InsideDirtRacing.com and InsideCircleTrack.com. Make sure to give me a follow on Twitter, Richard Allen IDR, also on Instagram at Richard Allen IDR as well, or Facebook is your thing, then click on InsideDirtRacing.com's Facebook page and give that a like. But until then, I will see you next week after another exciting week of racing.